Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh boy. So in when we go to South Africa and Swaziland and Mozambique, when somebody up front says, praise the Lord, the people say, praise the Lord. Let's try that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. He is worthy of our praise. Amen. Amen. I ask you, those of you that were here last week, are we trusting God's plan? We're trusting God's plan. Amen. You know what? We have, never forget, despite what we see in the media and anywhere else, we have champions in the natural that God has empowered to fight. But at the end of the day, my confidence is not in man. Your confidence can't be in man. It has to be in God alone. Amen? He is our rock. He is our strong tower. He is our shield. He is our defender. Amen? Praise the Lord. God is worthy of our praise. You can remain seated just for a moment. We're going to do things a little bit differently. We have some announcements. I ask that you give your attention to the screen. In a moment, we'll have I see our TV is acting up again. We're going to just pray for that thing right now in Jesus' name. Lord, just whatever's wrong with this thing, just take care of it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Today is hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. It's okay. It'll be all right. So today is Sanctity of Human Life Sunday 2001. It's the Pennsylvania Family Institute has sent us this. So we have a video that we're going to play on at least three of our screens today. And we'll just see what the Lord does after that. So if tech team, if we're ready up there or when you're ready, you may go ahead. And we'll work through this. We've done a lot of work on this connection to this screen, and whatever we've done hasn't achieved the desired end. So give your attention to the screen. Amen. And before we even go on to the next announcements, my Bible says, I've been fearfully and wonderfully made. I've been knit in my mother's womb by the hand of God. Amen. And so just understand, and again, this is not the despair. This is the challenge that we're up against, because this isn't even about political parties. This is about the power of darkness trying to rob men and women who would be believers and parts of the kingdom of God in the very womb. He's trying to steal life from this planet. And there are so many that are trying to support that agenda. This ministry, this church, and the church, I believe, across America and across the world, needs to take a stand from its pulpit down to the pews and everywhere it touches, that we stand for life. We stand for that child who's been conceived and knit in the mother's womb by the hand of God. Amen? Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay. I think we have something else here. All right. Praise the Lord. So prayer, we've just had some amazing prayer meetings in this church, and there was actually some gatherings over the last couple nights. Just the presence of God has been in this place. Pastor Sherry comes home and gives me reports of some prayer times that she's had here, and I know a couple people have joined her, and I've blessed that time. But our next group prayer meeting, January 21st, 6 p.m., come and pray. I apologize to those of you that came. I had a commitment, and actually, when we get one-on-one, I'll let you know, because I had some success, I believe, at the meeting that I needed to attend in Williamsport, and I believe that we made our voice known to entities in our government that are not stepping up and standing and upholding biblical values. Amen? So just to let you know, thank you. Thank you for pardoning me from that, Brother Tim and Sister Chris. Thank you for taking that prayer meeting, but there was a difference made, I believe, in that meeting, so I'm glad that I was able to be there. So please join us Thursday at 6 p.m. Did it? Oh, look at this. Yes, so if you're new here at Life Tree, you want to know more about us, just sign up. We'd love to meet with you in a very informal setting next week. It'll be Pastor Sherry, myself, the elders of Life Tree, and we'll just if you have some questions, bring them to the meeting. We'd love to just exchange. We're going to share our heart, our vision, where the Lord has called us as a ministry, and just standing together as the church. If you want to know more about us, we'd love to have you there and just meet with you and converse with you and just spend time in fellowship. So please sign up in the foyer, because we don't want to run short. We love to eat around this place, and we just don't want to run short. That's just how it is. Okay, all right. Praise the Lord. Anything else? All right, praise the Lord. Did you come to worship?
Yes.
You know, Paul talks, yeah, amen. Amen. It's throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament, we see the church often even raising its hand. Paul says, lift holy hands to God. We have no requirement in this church about worship. Whether your hands are up, whether your hands are down, we're asking that your hearts be open to worship. And that you sing, not to this church, not to the people around you, not to the worship team. We're singing to the one true God. Amen? But we're going to sing about the hands to the heavens. So would you please stand as we begin to worship today. And God, we thank you, Father, for your presence in the house. God, we've come to worship you, to honor you, Father, to adore you, to give you honor and glory and praise. Your church has gathered together, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, to glorify you, the King of the earth. We thank you, Father. We lift our hands to heaven in worship, even this very moment and during this service. We pray that your name will be glorified in all things. And all God's people said,
amen. Amen. We are your church. We are your sons and daughters, and we've gathered here to meet with you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's just give him a clap offering this morning. Jesus, we are your church. We are your sons and daughters, and here we are, Lord. We're gathered here to meet with you this morning. Father, we just thank you. We thank you for this place. We thank you that we are here, and we are able to stand and raise our hands to honor and glorify you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I hope you're as excited as we are to just usher into the presence of the Holy Spirit this morning.
Daughters, we've gathered here.
your way in this place, God. Come like a rushing wind. Come light the fire again. Have your way, Lord. Come like a rushing wind. Come light the fire again. Come like a burning flame. Have your way. Have your way. Come like a rushing wind. Come light the fire again. Come like a burning flame. Have your way. Have your way. Come like a rushing wind. Come like the fire again. Come like a burning flame. Have your way. Amen. Give your praise to God. Father, have your way in this place.
battles this morning.
There's a table that you've prepared for me in the presence of my enemies. It's your body and your blood you shed for me. This is how I fight my battles. There's a table that you prepared for me in the presence of my enemies. It's your body and your blood you shed for me. This is how I fight my battles. And I believe you've overcome, and I will lift my song of praise for all you've done. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight.
This is how
Jesus' name.
My victory's in 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 Jesus' name.
God, we thank you that you are the one who fights our battles. God, we thank you for champions in our nation, in our government, in our military, in our law enforcement, in our communities, in our health care, Father, standing up against that disease that's striking the nation and striking the world. We thank you, Father. But God, we thank you at the end of it all. You're the one who fights our battles. You are the one who wins the wars. So, Father, we put our trust in you, Father. We know that you have a plan for us, dear God. So, God, we pray that you'll unfold that and reveal it to us in your time, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Jesus told his disciples to come away with him for a while to a quiet place. And church, this song is about that. Coming away to get in the presence of God, the Almighty God. The song says, I have a plan for you, God is saying. It's never too late, church. It is never too late. The past is past. God is looking ahead to the future. It is never too late. Come away, God is saying. This is the word of Jesus Christ to his church today. Come with me. Sing with us as we sing.
It's gonna be great.
little toddler with the parents holding out their hands and they're starting to walk and they're saying, come on, come on, you can do it. Come to me. I'm waiting for you with my arms open. You can do it. Come on. Come on. That's what God's saying here. Open up your heart. Come on. I'm here. I'm waiting. Come with me. It's going to be wild. It's going to be great. And it's going to be full of me. Take that step. Open up your hearts this morning. Jesus, we just thank you, God. We raise our hands this morning, God, and we open up our hearts to you, Lord. And we say yes to you, Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I have a plan for you. It's gonna be a while. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be
seasons. I love the seasons of the Lord because He remains the same, but yet there are seasons of war, there are seasons of peace, there are seasons of building, there are seasons of healing. But yet every time when God takes us through something, He not only wants to, He doesn't want to just do it for us, He wants to bring us into a deeper place with Him. And I love what Angie said, and I agree with that, that, you know, how many of you know that your Heavenly Father is standing with open arms? And He's desiring you to come to Him. He's desiring you to come in, and all of those insecurities, He wants to be that Father in your life. He wants to be your all in all. He wants to be your everything. And what's happening right now in the season of the church and really the season of the entire world, God is so many things right now, but mainly right now He is Father. He is Father over your life. He is Father. He is Creator over the whole entire earth. Amen. And for a very long time, some of the bride of Christ has not found that place in Him. But can I tell you, now is the time. Now is the time to find that place of security. And letting go of everything that doesn't allow itself to align with who He is over the earth and who He is over your life. We're in a season of war, but we're also in a season where Papa has His arms wide open and He's saying, come to me because I got this. But He's also not going to do it for you in as much as He's asking to do it with you. He wants to do it with you. He doesn't want us to go hide our heads in the sand and hope it all works out. No. We are co-laborers with Him. That's what my word says. And He's looking for an agreement right now. And whether we're ready or not, as the bride of Christ, we're in a season right now where many things are upon us. as you hear these things come out, whether you're listening to other prophets, whether you're listening to the word that's coming out of this house, but when that nugget of truth comes before you, God is asking you to grab a hold of that truth and allow that to take root inside of you, because there's promotion coming. I said that last week and the week before. There's promotion coming. How many of you know that the different spirit in Joshua and Caleb, God wants to eradicate unbelief from the church. He wants to eradicate unbelief. And if you're listening to things and the wind goes out of your sails, then you need to find the breath of God in your life. And I'll tell you what, it's the best time to be alive, because God is pinpointing something in your foundation that's broken, and He wants to come and make it whole again. But listen to me, church. You got to want this. You got to go after this. This is what I said last week. You got to go after this. You got to want it. But He does the establishing. You don't have to make it happen. You just got to agree that it's going to happen, and you got to believe the truth. Come on. Somebody should be getting excited in here about what God is doing. You know, on Thursday night, I think it was two Thursdays ago, He spoke to me right before prayer about 2 Kings 13. And several months ago that I preached on 2 Kings 13. And this morning He highlighted it a little bit more, and it was building in my spirit. And can I tell you, this is a word for the church this morning. Say, this is a word for the church. And if you grab a hold of it, then you'll receive the reward. This is when Elisha the prophet was about to die. And Joash was the king. And he said, "Oh, my father, the chariots of Israel and their horsemen." And Elisha said to him, "Take a bow and some arrows." God is calling you to war. That's not something new in here, but God has called you to take up your bow and shoot some arrows. And it says that the king took up the bow and some arrows. And he said to the king of Israel, "Put your hands on the bow." That requires action. Requires action. Take the bow and some arrows, but now you got to put some action to it. And then he said, so he put his hand on it, and Elisha put his hands on the king's hands. How many of you know that when you're taking up the bow and the arrows right now, the hand of God is upon you? It says the prophet put his hands upon the king's hands. That's the word of God partnering with you. The word of God partnering with you as you take action in the spirit in the war that we're in for this nation. This is an unprecedented time in the church. It is an unprecedented time that we have never walked before. But how many of you know that God, through the prophet Elisha, promised Joash the victory? He promised him the victory. And he told him to open the east window and shoot. Open the east window. And he opened it and he shot. Right now there is a window open for the bride of Christ. There is a window open for the bride of Christ to take up your bow, take up your arrows and shoot. It's a declaration of war. It was customary in those days. To open the window and shoot the arrow was a declaration of war. This is not anything new to you, but it takes action on the bride of Christ. The arrow of the Lord's deliverance and the arrow of deliverance from Syria. And let me just insert something else. The deliverance from the powers of hell from this nation are sure. For you must strike the powers of hell till you have destroyed them. Let me just tell you, that's what the Lord is saying. How many of you know that the enemy hates repetition? He hates it. He hates it when you keep striking and striking and striking. And a religious spirit will come against you and it'll tell you, knock it off. You know why? Because you're beating the hell out of hell. Can I say that? Because I just did. And he said, take the arrows. So he took them and he said to the king of Israel, strike the ground. So he struck the ground 3 times and stopped. This is indicative of a lack of passion in the king for the word of God to come to pass. Because he said, and the man of God was angry with him. And he said, you should have struck 5 or 6 times. Then you would have struck Syria till you had destroyed it. I can tell you the enemy is going to distract you in this hour. We're coming down to the line, but it's not going to be the line. It's going to be a battle, and we need to continue to stand, and we need to continue to make a declaration in the spirit against the powers of hell until hell takes a knee and takes its position that it was meant to have, which is none. Which is none. There's a window that is open. And I charge this house, if you're already shooting, continue to shoot, continue to stomp, continue to fling those arrows against the powers of hell. I can tell you, it'll be everywhere. How many of you know that there's fear all over the place? I went to the doctor the other day and I came out of there feeling like I couldn't even breathe, that I couldn't even survive. I couldn't wait to get in my car and make declaration to the powers of hell to take a knee to it. If you're in that place, you need to go into the secret place and declare who God is over your life. There is no reason to fear. There is no reason to fear right now. None. God is about ready to destroy the powers of hell over this nation. Trust the plan. Trust the plan. If you haven't heard anything from the Lord for yourself, grab a hold of someone who has heard and declare what they have heard. This should resonate in our spirit because it comes alive. When your spirit leaps inside of you, when you read the Word of God, when you hear something and you know it's resonating in you and you know that you're being stirred up, come on, we're supposed to stir up the gifts within us. Get around somebody that is excited. Get around somebody that has the Word of God and can declare over your life and take authority over what's attacking you. This is why he's isolating you. This is why he has a mask over your mouth. This is why he has you 6 feet away from everyone. We have a decision to make. We need one another. How many of you know that? We need one another. Stop hiding. Stop running. Stop being depressed. Stop feeling like it's going to be the end. Can I tell you, persecution is far from us. Far from us. We are not going into persecution. It's not time for persecution. It's time for victory. And the Lord says, there shall be victory over this nation. And watch the power of my hand move against the powers of hell. Because God is smashing the altars of hell. God's heart grieves for cannibalism and child trafficking. Can I tell you? His heart grieves. And I can tell you, he is moving in power. He is moving. Get behind his divine providence. Take a stand in the spirit. Step into the flood waters. That stone right there is the stone of acquittal because God has forgiven the sin. How many of you know that God always has a remnant? How many of you know that? How many of you know that you are the remnant? How many of you know? Take a stand. Gird yourself up. It said David strengthened himself when he saw the cities burning in Ziklag, and he strengthened himself. I say to you, strengthen yourself. And if you don't know how, cry out to the Lord and say, God, I don't know what she's talking about, but I want it. Come on, do you want it? This is the time to cry out to God. This is the time to say, God, fill me with your fire. Put the fire of desire in my heart. You are called to be warriors. You are called to be warriors. You have a place. You have a place in this land. Just raise your hands unto God. In the name of Jesus, I break off hell's power off of every person in this house and every person that's listening. I break off the powers of sickness, the powers of fear, chronic ailments, and pain in Jesus' name. The spirit of depression, get out of here in Jesus' name. And I declare the rising up of the saints over this house and over this region and over the church. God, I thank you, Lord, that you are dealing with the sin in the church and you are rising up a spotless bride without spot and without wrinkle. I declare the fiery saints of God coming to their place in the spirit. I prophesy to the dry bones, breathe on these slain, oh God, and let the dead army come to life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Just worship God. Praise the Lord right now. Just lift up your voice right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, help us for our lack of passion. God, forgive us for our lack of passion, for not desiring the Word of God to come to pass and even being disgusted with hearing it over and over again. God, I thank you, Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord. God, forgive us for our complacency. Forgive us, God, for being religious people. God, kick that spirit out of here. And the Lord said to me a few days ago, throw her down in Jesus' name. How many of you remember what that was? That's when Jezebel was thrown out of the window by the eunuchs. Come on, in Jesus' name. So in the name of Jesus, we put a sound into the spirit this morning. And in the name of Jesus, throw her down. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, I am so thankful. The presence of God in this house has been amazing. Absolutely amazing. One time he's Father and he's just loving on us and we're weeping, and then the next time he says, stomp the arrows, keep stomping, and then he comes in and he girds you up and he loves you and he tells you, I got this. But then he says, strike. God, it is a great time to be alive. It is a great time to be alive. Can you say that this morning? It's a great time to be alive. God, I thank you for your great mercy. Oh, Lord, I thank you, God. God, I pray that you give us your heart and impart your heart to us, God. Wake us up, Lord. And I thank you for waking us up. We get behind you, Jesus. We get behind the divine providence, just like Joshua did when he crossed the Jordan. And he took down the wall. He took down the wall of the powers of hell with a shout. And I tell you, the enemy wants to shut your mouth. Don't let it happen. You know, Goliath didn't have a problem speaking death over the armies of Israel, but it took one man of God to agree with what heaven says. And a whole group of people went down. God, we thank you that your word will accomplish its intended purpose. God, we just love you. We just love you. We thank you, Father, that you have not left us as orphans. And he is calling the orphans back to him. You know, that's the role of Elijah. It's the role of the prophet to reconcile hearts back to God. The business of reconciliation, which is what the church is about. I thank you, God, that you're bringing us back to you with the declaration of your word. And you are responding. You have not left us, God. You are working behind the scenes, and soon it will be known to all. God, I ask your spirit come into this house with fire and love and establish your righteousness in every person standing here today. God, let them know how amazing and powerful they are and how much they are loved by you. And I pray during the message this morning that there would be encounters with Father, encounters with God that would change our life, that would melt away all the stuff that separates us and keeps us in an orphan spirit. But God, we deliberately come into the place of sons and daughters of God. Because I know that everyone in this house wants that. They want the fire. They want your love. They want an encounter. So God, I pray that you encounter us this morning. We want your presence to increase, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, and everybody said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You guys can be seated. Did you come to encounter the Lord today? Did you come expecting?
Yes.
If you came in with fear, is it gone yet? Okay, one. Praise God. This is when we find out what we're made of, when we're in situations of uncertainty. But one thing is certain, God is on the throne and He always will be. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
It's a great time to be alive.
Amen.
Exodus 24. I'm going to be reading in a couple different places this morning, in Exodus 24 and then Exodus 32. Exodus 24, 12 through 18. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and be there, and I will give you tablets of stone and the law and commandments which I have written, that you may teach them." So Moses arose with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up to the mountain of God. And he said to the elders, "Wait here for us until we come back to you. Indeed, Aaron and Hur are with you. If any man has a difficulty, let him go to them." Then Moses went up into the mountain, and a cloud covered the mountain. Now the glory of the Lord rested on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And on the seventh day he called to Moses out of the midst of the cloud. The sight of the glory of the Lord was like a consuming fire on the top of the mountain in the eyes of the children of Israel. So Moses went into the midst of the cloud and went up into the mountain. And Moses was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. Exodus 32, 1 through 6. Now when the people saw that Moses delayed coming down from the mountain, the people gathered together to Aaron and said to him, "Come and make us gods that shall go before us. For this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him." And Aaron said to them, "Break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, your sons, your daughters, and bring them to me." So all the people broke off the golden earrings which were in the ears and brought them to Aaron. And he received the gold from their hand, and he fashioned it with an engraving tool and made a molded calf. Then they said, "This is your God, O Israel, that brought you out of the land of Egypt." So when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made a proclamation and said, "Tomorrow is a feast to the Lord." Then they rose early on the next day, offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play.